I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. A number of studies have looked at the impact of gratitude on our overall health, and the results show benefits to both our physical and emotional health. To talk about practicing gratitude as part of your family routine and the possible benefits to children is Dr. Christine Sangiovanni. She's an assistant professor of pediatrics and a pediatrician at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Sangiovanni, what do we know about the relationship between gratitude and happiness among young children?
Yeah, I love that someone wanted to study this relationship. And recent studies show that there is a strong association between gratitude or being thankful and being happy by 5 years old. So I think it's great to know that this can start in the very young, but it's up to us to continue to practice it.
And what are we really talking about when we suggest practicing gratitude in our normal family routines?
Practicing gratitude is taking the time to be thankful for even the small things, especially during crazy times like a pandemic. We may not be able to do everything we want to do right now, but we should be thankful for what we can do.
And really what we're talking about is encouraging a glasses half full kind of attitude in our children when we do recognize some of the small things in life that are good.
Absolutely. It's really just about having a positive outlook and making the most of what you have.
Well, let's talk about specifics. Give us some examples of ways to nurture gratitude in children in everyday life.
One thing you can do is at bedtime, write down or talk about something you are grateful for and something that went well during the day. Even talking about kindness you observed, maybe someone smiled at you or held the door for you or let you go first in a game. And by doing this, we can feel connected to others and more secure. It's also great to find ways to help others who are in need. So trying to encourage your children and your teens to take steps in serving the community, maybe help them find causes that interest them and that they can volunteer at or raise money for. This helps kids gain a sense of purpose and really develop skills that help them succeed in life.
What else can we do day in and day out, just sort of naturally, to focus on encouraging gratitude?
One thing that's good is to talk about positive traits that others have and think about why you are grateful to have them in your life. So parents could start this by discussing the positive traits in their children and why they are thankful to have them in their lives. It's also great to show gratitude for your kids when they do chores, you know, to say to them, thanks for helping with the dishes. I really appreciate that. Or when they get ready for school, thanks for getting ready so quickly. And as we start to talk like that more at home, then our children will start to naturally express that gratitude as well.
And these kind of practical, just small moments of appreciation can make a big difference even during stressful times like this pandemic?
It can certainly make a big difference. We have times right now that are anxiety provoking and can make us worry a lot about what's going to happen. And it's times like these that we really need to focus on the here and now and be thankful for what we have.
Dr. Sangiovanni, thanks for this information about practicing gratitude.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.